This is the brief on electrical harmonics and power quality. You know, modern electronics draw power in chaotic pulses, creating unseen harmonic frequencies that cause mysterious overheating and hidden equipment failures. First, we really have to separate cause from effect. THDI is the harmonic current created by your equipment, kind of like someone shouting in a room. THTV is the resulting voltage drop the switchboard endures, basically the echo. A stiff power supply acts like a well-padded room, absorbing the shout. But a weak supply echoes wildly, so you always gotta measure both simultaneously. Second, where does that extra energy actually go? Well, it literally cooks your wires. It increases RMS current and crowds the surface of bus bars. Crucially, triplet harmonics, the 3rd, 9th, and 15th frequencies in IT loads, do not cancel out. They add up right in the neutral wire, sometimes hitting 170% of normal current. You might ask, wait, if I sized my cables perfectly, why am I overheating? Because standard ampacity tables assume perfect sine waves, absolutely not chaotic server room pulses. And since neutral wires usually lack circuit breakers, they just silently get dangerously hot. Finally, your fix has to match the exact harmonic spectrum, meaning a single generic THD number is totally useless. So why not just slap an active fixture on everything and call it a day? Well, while they're incredibly smart, they're also the most expensive complex option out there. Sometimes a cheap line reactor for 5th and 7th harmonics, or just an oversized neutral wire for the 3rd is literally all you need. Diagnosing electrical issues means you absolutely must measure your specific harmonic spectrum before spending a dime on a solution.